And of course the farm was a great attraction. It was one of my things my mother wasn't awfully popular about at the time when she took over an old widower's household with servants fixed in their own ways and the farm. And I can't remember how many dozen eggs a day they were eating. My mother thought it was quite time it stopped. And she put her foot down on various things of that sort. I can remember the extractor. I suppose before that, cream was extracted by hand. I remember the dairy. Well, not the dairy, but there was a house in the wood, and you know, it's quite extraordinary when you stepped down how cool it became. You went down two steps, and I suppose the base of it was about 2 feet below ground level, and the temperature on a hot summer's day was grease colder than outside. And then there were these slate slabs and great bowls of milk which used to be skimmed for cream. And then a separator was bought, and it was a great event. It was rather like the old-fashioned washing boards that you scrubbed, and the cream went down one side, and the milk went down the other into two great things. To a child, it was fascinating. Hay was in a rick, and it was cut out. Hay was quite different, of course. You never sold it straight away. A man came round with it was stacked, and it had a lovely smell. I must write to that doctor, Miriam Rothschild, grass called sweet vernal, which I believe is extinct now, I don't know, was the most scented of the grasses. And you see, there was the lovely mixture, not just all this now. Yes. And then when it was 6 months or so old, a man came round with a stick with a hook on the end of it and pushed it in to the centre of the stack and pulled out so that he was quite sure there was no mouldy stuff or heated stuff, that it was sweet right through to the centre. And then if it was, you got the top price for it.
Not that
used it for fodder. I don't think at Eastwick any was sold. It was more after we went to Homewood.
Yes.
And my stepfather was running the farm we had there, but that the man used to come round. But then there was a stack of straw, you see, there were great bales of straw, and it was taken out for bedding. And there was, you could climb to the top and slide down, which was very high when one was 8 years old. And there was always something to do, and there was a new calf, although one was extraordinarily innocent about how new calves happened, too ignorant in a lot of ways. And then there was the chalk pit, which is now full of houses. And there were the most lovely white violets there, and we used to go over, and birds' nests. And that you could slide down too.